time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Good morning, everyone, and thank you for joining me here at Natural Solutions Radio. And be proud of yourself. A little excitement is in order. For however you found yourself here at Natural Solutions Radio, there are no accidents. Here you are, knowing and believing truth to always be there when you need it. This is the show where you can learn to health yourself and enlighten up at the same time. You're about to enter the gateway into the world of natural health and freedom technologies with alternative and complementary therapies, all representing the leading edge of natural medicine and social commentary today. Enjoy the information and the entertainment you find here at Natural Solutions Radio. I've been a naturopath for, almost 40 years and have seen every kind of case that you can think of. I specialize in cancer and alternative health care, degenerative diseases. I developed a great product, anti-aging product, longevity product called Prime Longevity. And you can go to www.primelongevity.com, and there's some great information on there. Scroll down on that front page, and you'll also see the ingredient list that's on there. You'll also see my book that I wrote, Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, and that's available. You can also go and order directly from the store. Our telephone number over there is 915-833-0222. Questions?
Are root canals dangerous? I might need one, but I'm told they are bad later in life.
Yes, they actually can be bad. What happens, no matter what the dentist tells you, is that once they remove the tooth and then they go in and scrape and clean and do as much as they can to get rid of the root so all the pain is gone, let me tell you, root canal can be very painful. So oftentimes they'll try and save the tooth just to leave it in there. But we think it's now better to have the tooth removed. There are what's called biological dentists, and they'll actually clean out that root, because we know, and every study that's ever been done, is that you get a minor infection in the jaw and in that tooth. It causes what's called cavitations in the jaw, and it leaks infection to the rest of the body. And it's almost constant. You can't get rid of it. So what we suggest now is you pull the tooth, and a lot of the biological doctors are using laser, and they're killing all the infection then. And now with the new implants using inert materials, we think these implants are much better than just a bridge or a false tooth that they put in. They come out and you get food under there on them, and they can cause discomfort. But a lot of these new implants, it's just right now they're very expensive, so I'm sure the costs will come down. That'll be something that we can look forward to. So anyway, I think root canals, if you can, just go ahead and have that tooth pulled. Just depends where it is. If it's in the front of your mouth, you don't want a hole, so you want to do something to put either a bridge or a false tooth, or again, we suggest the new implants that are doing well. Another question, should an asthma patient take when getting asthma attacks more than 3 times a week? So one of the main things that you do with asthma, really, you have to change your diet and get rid of mucousy foods. And that means usually grains and animal products and dairy products are the most mucousy. Dairy products being number one. You cut out milk. Even some people have to cut out cheese and yogurt. Most of the time when you clean out after a while, you can reintroduce the hard cheeses like Edam and Gouda and sharp cheddar. You can reintroduce even goat cheese, maybe the raw yogurts. They make a new yogurt now from coconut milk and regular milk, but raw whole milk from grass-fed pasture cows. That can make a difference. Now, if you have an asthma attack, one of the things we've used to stop, it's very simple. You're not going to believe how simple it is, but you get a glass of ice-cold water and Celtic salt, and you take a 3-finger pinch of Celtic salt. Put it in your mouth on your tongue and use your tongue and just kind of dissolve it. And then drink a glass of ice-cold water. Not a big glass, just a small glass of water. And that'll usually stop that asthma attack. You'd be surprised how that's a real old naturopathic cure. It still works to this day. But by changing your diet, getting rid of pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, eating organically, depending upon how sensitive you are to your foods, the more you have to pay attention. The more sensitive you are to what you're eating, the more you're going to have to pay attention to either food combining or the individual foods. Again, sometimes the individual food that you eat is not bad, but what happens is when you mix certain foods, they can be a little bit more difficult. So the more sensitive your digestion, one of the most common is mixing a protein and a carbohydrate at the same meal. So that means like a steak and potato, or chicken and rice, or a turkey sandwich, or hot dog, hamburger, any of those where you're having meat and breads. Anytime you have carbohydrates and proteins. Proteins digest very differently than carbohydrates, and they take different lengths of time. So if you're having gassy, bloated, heartburn, and nausea, and acid reflux, that can be from the individual foods or the food combining, or it can also be when you're not drinking the water properly. I've talked about water every single radio show. We mention it because it's so prominent in people's lives and how you drink water. Not often how much water, but when you drink water. So again, a glass of water an hour before every meal, that prepares the digestion. It starts to warm up. Digestion takes place at 104 degrees in the stomach. And then another glass of water with the meal, room temperature. And that glass of water, you want to add maybe a teaspoon or two of apple cider vinegar or coconut water vinegar. If you have diabetes, I would add a quarter to a half a teaspoon of true cinnamon. And if you have hypertension, I would go ahead and add something like peppers, you know, cayenne pepper, powdered cayenne pepper, and that'll help lower blood pressure. By the way, if you have a heart condition, make sure you keep cayenne pepper around. Cayenne pepper will stop a heart attack within 30 seconds. If you ever think you're having that chest pain or numbness down the right arm or difficult to breathe, it feels like there's a pressure on your chest, like someone sitting on your chest, then get that cayenne pepper, take a half to a whole teaspoon, the hottest cayenne pepper you can get, put it in a glass of water and just drink it down. Because heart attacks are fatal, cayenne pepper will never hurt you unless you're allergic to it. That's another issue. But if you're not allergic to it and it's just hot and it's like, oh, my stomach, don't worry about that. Just stop the heart attack. That's what you can do. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio. We'll be right back.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're back, Natural Solutions Radio, every Saturday morning. Are you listening, or do you have a question?
Yes, sir, I am listening, but I also have a question. You know, I'm a patient of yours, doctor, and man, I was diagnosed with epilepsy, and I just, you know, I have been taking some, I don't know the correct word for marijuana, hemp. I do take the CBD oil, but I acquired marijuana cigarettes. And I took one puff off of it, obviously, and held it and everything. Oh, my God, doctor. The next day, I am not kidding you, I felt like I was cured from having ever seizures ever again.
It can really make a difference. We know that the CBD in the hemp marijuana plant is one of the strongest anti-seizure medications known. Now, when you do smoke it, it's a little different because you also get the THC, and when you heat THC, you get a little high. But so what? I don't care about that. But if you want to get it where you don't get the high, then you just take it in the CBD oil. Or what you can do is take the bud and you chop a bud very finely, chop it very finely, and mix it with a yogurt or sour cream or cottage cheese or applesauce, and you just eat it. And because you're not heating it, you won't get high from it. And the THC and the CBD oil are very effective against inflammatory diseases, against cancer, and against seizures. So if you use that periodically, that should reduce your seizures, so you don't have to take any of that seizure medication like phenobarbital or Dilantin, because those drugs make your brain like marshmallow. We know a lot of parents now that have children with seizures, they're reaching for the CBD, and it's reducing the seizures dramatically, almost after one dose. So that's really good. You've noticed the difference yourself automatically, so that's very good.
It is not a cure. I will never be cured.
Well, we're not allowed to use the cure word, but something happened, and oftentimes when you, let's say when you were younger and you had an injury and you fell on your head, or you played football and you were bashing your head around, or something like that. Years later, is when that comes up, there's like a hematoma in there or some kind of a injury. But we're not allowed to use that cure word. But who cares? As long as you take some of the right supplements. And again, one of the main things with seizures is what triggers the seizures. The most common trigger are sugar and things that turn to sugar very quickly. So white flour products, you know, white bread, things like that. So you have to be careful of those. Those are the main triggers, or sugar itself. So you cut sugar back, then take the CBD oils, take your supplements, follow your good nutrition program, and then you don't have to worry about it. And when you don't have a seizure in a while, you'll be able to get your driver's license back, all of those things. You just have to show, I think it's 6 months that you haven't had a seizure. I hope that answered your question.
Yes, sir. One more. Could the seizures also be brought on by stress?
Well, stress, they talk about stress as like almost causes everything. You know, if they don't know what it is, it's got to be stress related. But depending upon the stress, stress can be very, very detrimental to the body. That's why I wrote a book called Stress Makes You Fat, Wrinkled, and Dead, because it can cause hormonal problems, inflammatory problems. Stress can really be involved. So there's a lot of things in the book on stress reduction. But yes, stress can be involved in everything, almost from anything. So
Thank you very much, doctor.
I think we also have a question. He's got ulcerative colitis. So that's another condition. It's what we call a nutritional condition, because most of that can be really taken care of and symptoms can be alleviated with doing a nutrition program. So the first thing you want to do is try and, as much as possible, eat organic food, because the herbicides, pesticides, fungicides, insecticides, they can all cause inflammatory responses in the food that you're eating. Again, the other thing, the main thing about ulcerative colitis is drinking water in a proper manner, in the timely manner. You drink a glass of water an hour before every meal, a glass of water with each meal, and that's where you might. Now, with ulcerative colitis, you have to be careful. You can put a teaspoon of apple cider vinegar, see if it helps. Some people, it makes it a little worse, so then you avoid it. Watch the food combinations. That's where certain combinations you don't use. So there's books on food combining. You can go online and just look up food combining, and you'll get all the rules right there. Very simple. The main one is don't combine a protein and a carbohydrate. eat a lot of healthy fiber foods. Sometimes with ulcerative colitis, they'll tell you don't eat fiber. But I suggest if you're when you're eating your vegetables, cooked vegetables or raw vegetables, that they get chopped real fine to make it easier to digest. Fruits, you just have to chew them real well, make sure they're ripe. So all of those things. You can get on top of that ulcerative colitis. We see that quite a bit all of the time. Another good product that's coming out is the pomegranate extract with yarrow. I think I would use that for any serious disease, especially cancer. Pomegranate extract has a chemical called ellagic acid, and it's one of the strongest anti-cancers known. So pomegranate is actually one of the strongest fruits to eat that's against cancer. I would put that up there as high as blueberries. So the berries and pomegranates are the key fruits that you could eat against cancer. Also, I'd put pineapple just under those. There's a great recipe that I recommend to people, a diced avocado along with defrosted berries and chopped pineapple, chopped walnuts, chopped pecans, almonds, maybe a good teaspoon of cinnamon, and you mix that up and everything gets really creamy because of the avocado, and it's a great recipe. It even sounds good when we talk about it. So again, a diced avocado, defrosted berries, mixed berries or blueberries, raspberries, strawberries, and those can all be, the strawberries can be chopped a little bit, the pineapple chopped, and then chopped walnuts, pecans, and almonds, a teaspoon of cinnamon. By the way, when I mentioned pomegranates being one of the strongest anti-cancers, I have 300 milligrams of very strong concentrated, about a 40-to-1 concentrate of pomegranate extract. It's in Prime Longevity that I developed. We use that in every cancer program. We use it in all our diabetics. And if you are diabetic and you're taking diabetic medication or insulin and you start on Prime Longevity, you're going to have to monitor your sugars because you're going to need to lower the amount of medication that you're taking while you're taking Prime Longevity, because it has the chromium polynicotinate and vanadium sulfate, and both of those are used extensively in diabetes. So you'll have to watch that. I also have 2,000 milligrams of vitamin D, D3, in there. Now, I didn't put the 5 or 7 because a lot of people are taking other supplements and even other vitamin D, so I didn't want to overload it. So I put just enough so that you can still take, as an example, a 5,000-unit vitamin D capsule, even though you take the full dose of Prime Longevity. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
We're back. We're back. Okay, there we are. Thank you so much for joining us. An article, very important, on omega-3 oils. Now, a lot of people take omega-3 oils, fish oils. It's one of the most popular natural supplements for better heart health and triglycerides and cholesterol. But the only thing is, they believed that it caused blood thinning. So it was always told that if you were going to have surgery, it can pose a risk to heart surgery patients. So therefore, they always told you taking fish oil before surgery is discouraged, because it can make you bleed in an uncontrolled fatal bleeding. But new research from the journal Circulation says the exact opposite. Rather than causing bleeding, the omega-3s are linked to reduced risk of bleeding during surgery. Now, this is really important. because people have been told for years and years that taking fish oil, yes, it's good, but if you're having a tendency to bleed because it thins your blood slightly, makes your platelets not as sticky, that they'll tell you not to take the fish oil because it increases your bleeding. Well, that was erroneous. The new article published in the journal Circulation did a major study, and they says that it's actually reduced the risk of bleeding during surgery. It says a new study was a secondary analysis of data from the omega-3 fatty acids for the prevention of post-operative atrial fibrillation. And that was a study to determine whether omega-3 supplementation can affect the risk of bleeding in surgery. And the study is a large-scale study that involved, 1,500 surgical patients. They were scheduled for heart surgery. The patients were randomly divided into two groups, a placebo group and an omega-3 control group. Those in the omega-3 group took large acute doses of EPA and DHA, which are the two main chemicals in your fish oils, eicosapentaenoic acid and docosahexaenoic acid, EPA, DHA. They were taking it for 2 to 5 days before surgery, then took 1.7 grams, which is a very good dose, of omega-3 on the morning of surgery. And the participants continued taking their assigned supplements until they were discharged. Well, the primary results of the study showed no effect on post-operative atrial fibrillation. The study from Dr. William Harris from the Sanford School of Medicine at the University of South Dakota and his team analyzed that data and applied the criteria for bleeding based on Bleeding Academic Research Consortium. What they found is that they measured the number of blood units that were needed for transfusion during the surgery. And according to the study, the higher the amount of EPA and DHA on the morning of the surgery was associated with lower bleeding risk. Again, let me say that. The higher the amount of the fish oil, good concentrated organic fish oil with the EPA and DHA, the higher the concentration, it was directly associated with a lower bleeding risk. In addition, there was a substantial decline in the number of units of blood needed during transfusions. They're still not sure of the exact mechanism of why this is happening and still not understood, but that's what they found. So there's going to be a lot more studies on that. They know that the fish oil has anti-inflammatory activity. The omega-3s might be contributing to this anti-inflammatory, but anyway, the powerful role omega-3 fatty acids in preventing disease of any kind of inflammation, according to the experts. So they didn't understand why they saw the effect, but all they can do is say that this is what they noticed, this is what they found, and so now they're saying absolutely take your fish oil, and take your fish oil pre-surgically, post-surgically, even the day of the surgery. You can eat the fish oils from, of course, the proper kind of fish. The best fish would be wild salmon or sardines or herring or mackerel. Those are going to be your best fish. Of course, they have to be wild, not farm-raised. This is the one time we often say take in a pill form because you know it's guaranteed. They're all steam distilled and organic. Don't believe the hype that when you only take the prescription fish oil because they say that's the only one that's pure. No, all of the top fish oil companies, especially you can get at any health food store, Barleans. And Barleans makes one called Fresh Catch. Very concentrated. You only need a teaspoon. And then they also make one called Swirl. And that's going to taste either like a key lime pie or an orange dreamsicle, and the kids love it. So it's a way to get that in there. And for children, it's one of the most important supplements for ADD, ADHD, for increasing brain intelligence. For pregnant women, or women that want to get pregnant and then during and through their pregnancy, that's one of the ones we recommend constantly. Take an omega-3 fatty acid, and that's the time where we say go ahead and take it. Now, it's a big capsule, so what you can do is stick a needle in it and just chew it, or get the pure oil and just take it by the teaspoon, and you'll get enough of that in your diet by taking that. So for people who don't eat fish, you can get it from chia seeds. You can get it from cruciferous vegetables like Brussels sprout. You can get it from an algae oil, hemp seed. You can get it from walnuts, flax seed. Those do have to go through an extra chemical change in the body to produce the EPA, DHA, but you can get. So flax oil, hemp oil, eating walnuts, pecans, and almonds will give it to you. The American Heart Association says that that would be a really good supplement, or eating at least 8 ounces of fish every week. I'm going to say, again, you can take that in a supplement every day. A lot of this came from the Cleveland Clinic, and also from the studies that I said from before. Sanford School of Medicine, University of South Dakota did major studies. The journal Circulation. So that's an important article. I wanted to make sure I cover that. Any calls, comments that I need to cover?
There are so many types of cancer. Is the program that you talk about also good for multiple myeloma?
Yes. It doesn't matter. You know, in naturopathy, we don't really care what the type of the cancer is. We don't even care of the name of the diseases, because that's owned by the medical profession. You know, it's almost like they have those words copyrighted. What we deal with is body systems, whether it's a multiple myeloma or hard tumors or blood cancers or systemic diseases. We suggest pretty much always the same thing. Eat a healthy organic diet, cut out foods with pesticides, herbicides, fungicides, stop drinking soda pop, don't drink milk, you know, eat as much cooked vegetables, raw vegetables for those that have sensitive stomachs. Make sure your salads are cut nice and chopped. Make sure you have a good salad dressing with flax oil, apple cider vinegar. Put that in a blender, a tablespoon of each. Add an onion, some chives, some garlic, maybe a handful of raspberries. You have a raspberry vinaigrette dressing that is just killer, so you can eat that. So that's pretty much what you're going to do. You're going to just be very careful when you have cancer about eating carbohydrates and sugar. We go back and you can do research on Dr. Otto Warburg from the 1930s and 40s, and you can learn a lot about sugar and cancer metabolism, how cancer cells ferment sugar for their respiration. So again, all of those programs are very similar. It doesn't matter where you go in the world. You go to a good naturopath, they're going to all tell you, stop eating sugar, stop eating garbage, stop eating junk food, watch your food. When your food's sensitive, watch the food combinations. Make sure you're drinking water properly throughout the day. Healthy water, not tap water. I would go on and suggest making sure you're taking your vitamin D and iodine. To me, those are the two most important supplements for cancer. Those are critical. And then also make sure when you do have cancer, you take a vitamin C in a 2-to-1 ratio with L-lysine. I use the Nature Sunshine vitamin C, the time release. It's one of the only time release I ever use. And it's the full spectrum vitamin C in a time release, because you only absorb so much vitamin C at a time. That's going to be for any cancer program, so it's really important. Now, if you have a melanoma and it's on the skin, and by the way, I would add CBD oil or copaiba, which is doTERRA oil, also doTERRA turmeric oil, and I would also get raw organic turmeric that is non-irradiated, And I would take a teaspoon in your smoothie every day. I would add the raw full powder along with the turmeric oil, because the curcumin is concentrated in that. And we know now that it's a very strong, one of the strongest anti-cancers. Turmeric and the curcumin is so far stronger than any known chemotherapy for cancer, that it outperforms every known chemotherapy that so far has been tested. That's what you would do. Make sure, again, vitamin D, iodine, vitamin C, lysine, pomegranate extract, turmeric, all of these are what you're going to take. Again, when you have cancer, though, that's not something you just listen to the radio and take that information. Make an appointment, going over a very complete program. It's not something you just take information on. But what we do know, poisons in the environment, poisons in the American food, water, and even poisons in the medicine. And then there's an article about poisons in the environment, how they're promoting cancer. And then another article, cancer largely caused by processed foods and toxic ingredients, a new study confirms. And so these are just the titles of the studies. And it's really so important, because there's even, you know, when you talk about the cancer industry and the pharmaceutical companies, they'll tell you, eat whatever you want, don't worry about it, just come to us and take these pills, and that'll take care of it. And we disagree with that wholeheartedly. I really wanted to make sure everybody knows about the omega-3 oils, pre-surgical or post-surgical. Definitely take your omega-3 oils. From the journal Circulation, says you can even take it the morning of your surgery. Actually, they found less bleeding, less need for blood of transfusion. So that's such an important article, so I can't stress it enough. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Good morning, good morning. And again, thank you for joining us. Some comments about people taking radiation, chemotherapy, and I, again, support patients, whatever they decide to do. So those that decide to use traditional medicine, chemo, radiation, again, when they follow a good program and they're taking things like Prime Longevity and vitamin D and vitamin K and vitamin C with L-lysine to help prevent cancer from spreading, they don't have the side effects, and they don't have any of the negative side effects of chemo and radiation that normal people have not on a good program. Thank you for listening and taking my advice. I just mentioned one of the top foods for cancer is turmeric. And again, here is the study that I just pulled up. Turmeric studied for its ability to seek out and destroy cancer stem cells, which is the source of all tumors. It's a groundbreaking study. Turmeric, of course, has gained immense popularity over the years, not just for its unique flavor, which it does add, you know, that's the flavor in curries, but also for its health benefits. And one of the most promising therapeutic applications is it's a natural remedy for cancer. A big study was published in Cancer Letters from the American Cancer Society, and it's the importance of this golden spice in understanding and treating cancer. And a team of American researchers evaluated the ability of curcumin, which is the, again, the polyphenol in turmeric, to target cancer cells, and they found that turmeric was extremely strong in cancer tumor formation and malignancy in preventing cancer tumor. One of the things that they found is a number of things is that turmeric and curcumin can actually regulate cancer stem cells. They actually stop the cancer stem cells from replicating. And it's the stem cells that actually form all cancer. Same thing with human stem cells, but cancer stem cells. So the second thing is that turmeric can modulate the RNA in cells, and it can really help with preventing any kind of genetic defect in the RNA, which is the genetic code in the nucleus of the cells. The third thing is it has direct anti-cancer activity. Curcumin selectively targets cancer cells and programs their death. Other benefits of turmeric, not just for cancer, is it can it boost your immunity for all forms of autoimmune disease. It helps to balance out hormone levels. It can promote good digestion, helps to detoxify the liver. It can reduce the risk of Alzheimer's disease. It helps to relieve arthritis pain. It says it can prevent hair loss. Now, one of the things that you'd really want to do to get the best benefits of turmeric is always to take it with some kind of fat. So you can use a fatty milk like nut milks or coconut milks, or actually take it with coconut fat. So you can do that. Also, you can sprinkle turmeric with avocado or when you're eating olives. It could be the spice in your vegetables. But what you want to do is, and again, I think fat is one of the most healthy substances that you can possibly take. Avocados, you can consume every single day. Coconut oil, you can consume every single day. And again, buy organic. Now, avocados, you don't have to worry about because the shell of the skin of the avocado is very thick. And also olives, both green olives and black olives. Now, you can buy organic olives in the can in the health food store, and it'll say no chemicals added, no nitrates, and any of that, and you can get that. Turmeric also combines very well with black pepper, and black pepper has a chemical called piperine, which helps with intrinsic factor of the stomach and helps you digest your food better and helps with B12 uptake. You can put it in your salad dressings and smoothies, in your soups. Turmeric can actually help relax any kind of intestinal spasms, and so it helps with the bowels. You can, again, mix it with coconut oil and put it in your smoothies, juices, and soups, and make your salad dressings with that. So turmeric is one of those super foods that are really important. When you have a condition, any kind of autoimmune disease, I don't care if it's lupus or rheumatoid arthritis or skin conditions, psoriasis, eczema, you want to make sure that's one of the foods that I put them on. And that's, again, why our store is one of the only places where you can actually find non-irradiated organic turmeric powder. And I don't suggest really buying it in capsules because it really increases the amount that you pay. You can buy a pound of non-organic turmeric for well under $20. Sometimes when you're buying the capsules of just 60 to 90 capsules, it ends up that you're paying anywhere from $50 to $60 a pound for the turmeric when you're buying it that way. So I suggest getting it just raw powder. Also, yes, there were some comments on about Essiac tea. That's a tea by a nurse that was from Canada, and she got that formula from the American Indians. That's very good. Also, Jason Winter's tea. He was knighted, by the way, for the tea as an anti-cancer. We mix the Jason Winter's tea with another herb called Pas de Arco, and that by mixing the two, you actually increase the anti-cancer effects of both the Pas de Arco, which is also antifungal, and the Jason Winter. And again, green tea, extract, all of those are all very, very good. This one was on probiotics. And it was a simple way to avoid the common flu. You shut yourself off in your house this winter in the hopes of avoiding catching a cold or a flu. You'll be glad to know there is a simple way, a natural way, to help reduce your risk so you can get out of the house and enjoy the brisk, cool air and go visit your friends. A new study that was published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology shows that taking oral probiotics can actually prevent the flu and other types of respiratory infections. It boosts your immunity. And they did a placebo-controlled trial that involved 250 participants, and researchers tested out different mixes of five different probiotic bacteria strains against the flu, and they found that the probiotics dramatically reduced the incidence of flu and colds. So Nature Sunshine makes one probiotic called Probiotic 11, and then there's a 11 Enhanced. We use those quite often. doTERRA makes a probiotic also with essential oils in them. One of the ways that you can eat natural probiotics, and I suggest to people to eat sauerkraut every single day. You can buy raw sauerkraut. Raw sauerkraut is very high in probiotics. As an example, a probiotic pill or capsule, you can get anywhere from 5 billion, 10 billion, even 20 or 30 billion bacteria per capsule. But when you eat three forkfuls of sauerkraut, you're getting 10 trillion bacteria. You can really learn to eat fermented foods. Raw apple cider vinegar, Bragg's is the brand that we use. There's also a new vinegar made from coconut water. So there's now a coconut water vinegar, and it tastes wonderful. So you can use apple cider vinegar, coconut water vinegar, probiotics from almost any kind of food. You can eat kimchi, which is a Korean fermented cabbages and other vegetables. So there's all kinds of fermented foods. People used to make kombucha tea, but I don't think that's as good as eating sauerkraut or some of the other foods. And again, here's this article, and it was published in the Journal of Clinical Gastroenterology. And so probiotics can really help reduce the incidence of flu and a cold. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not endorsed by Blog Talk Radio, Facebook, or any other social media outlets. Most of the therapeutic modalities mentioned on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Professor Eliezer Ben-Joseph. Today's show is brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. Prime Longevity, check it out. PrimeLongevity.com, the best anti-aging supplement on the market.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.